Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Today I'm going to try something that I usually don't do, and I'm going to try to combine two images to bring them together to an understanding. I hope and I pray that I am successful. When I look back at life and we look at things that really, really alter or change who we are, we can probably name three, four, five things where there was a transition in life. The first one I can remember, I was 8 years old, and it was explained to me I was now old enough to start helping in the barn. Okay? That was the day where my childhood began ending and adulthood was beginning. And I'm sure we can all appreciate that and the things like it. But if there was one thing that probably changed my life more than anything, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch of folks here that can relate to it, that was the day Krista was born. And subsequently, John following. There is nothing about nothing in life, I think, that rearranges your priorities quicker than becoming a dad or a mom. Because it isn't about I anymore. It is most definitely about we. You know, unfortunately, all too often, two marriages can be there, and the compatibility or what husband and wife can do together can be dramatically separate, and still, it works. But not when there's kids. Okay? That changes everything. There is little time for yourself, but yet at the same time, your time is for those in need, whether that be your spouse or whether that be your children. And as a parent, you look at this, or should grasp it, as a wonderful task, a wonderful blessed opportunity, but you spend time with those children in the hopes that you convey to them the best of who you are and not necessarily the other stuff. But you raise them the best you can. You spend time with them. It is something that you, I don't know, at least I did. You know, it's something that you never look back on as any time ever wasted with any regrets. It's what you love to do. And, as you can tell, you love talking about it. Okay? And it's easy to share those experiences now that your children are old enough that they literally start taking care of you. And it's fun to talk about it. You see, within us, there is another type of birth that we are to be just as excited about, and that's faith. Now, growing up in the community, and I've shared this at other times, when being in grade school and being smaller, the little community we're in was pretty much Lutheran, all right? But there were three different Lutheran synods. And yet you'd never know it because nobody ever talked about it. If you weren't in that particular church as a member, nobody talked about it. It wasn't talked about outside. It wasn't, there was a lack of passion in public. Let's put it that way. So now you get older and you go from grade school to junior high. You move 10 miles into town and all of a sudden you have the influence of all these other people that you didn't know. And all these other denominations as well. And they would be Catholic, they would be Methodist, they would be Baptist, they would be Episcopalian. It was a rich environment for the type of diversity that we now embrace. But they didn't talk about it. Never talked about it. Never came up. As you grow older, you saw people that were devout, they were in church every Sunday. But working alongside them, you found out they left it there. That business is business and church is church. We don't take that out there, that's mine. In the past, I've offered to bring communion to people. Never, ever, ever seen them walk through the doors of a church. Now, this is a flip around now. Never seen them go into a church in their lives. Oh, I'm such and such, I can't do that. Really? So from one to the other, it's something that we all too often, throughout our lives, we place in here, and it's ours, and we either don't share it or we don't take it with us when we do. Now, I like to think that standing here today, we don't suffer from that too much. We still do at times because the world pushes in and pushes the other stuff out. But we know that we have something special. We have something to share. In John's preaching today, you have to look hard to find the good news. There's a lot of condemnation if you trust your ancestry, if you trust who you know, if you trust who you think you are to take that final step to be pleasing to God. He said, if you think Abraham is going to do it for you, I can raise up stones to be descendants of Abraham. And what John is looking to do is to explain to them and help them have that type of burst, that birth of faith from within, making clear that I am not the Messiah, but the one that's coming will baptize with water and fire and the Holy Spirit, and nothing will be the same. You will not be the same. And what God will look for in you will change. It isn't just keeping the readings. It isn't keeping the Sabbath. It isn't keeping the letter of the commandments. It's taking that gift of faith and pushing it out. It's taking that gift of faith and bearing good fruit. It's taking that birth from within us all and nurturing it and allowing it to grow that people all around us see it. Not even if we say anything, but they see it and they feel it. John says it will not be the same, that everything will be different. And I guess it's a safe, you can draw that safe conclusion that it isn't the same, because we still look to these words and we still listen to these words today, 2,000 years later. We approach again the celebration of the birth of a baby. A special baby who is Christ the Lord. And on that day, quietly in a manger, the world was changed, as so were we. But it's the life within that birth that is to fill us to push out, as the writer says, for repentance. Well, I'm going to modify that. Yep, repentance is a good thing, but to bring people to faith is good too. To take the love of Christ, to take the love of God and that little itty-bitty baby and embrace it and let it fill us and move forward to be bearers of good fruit. We needn't worry about the axe at the foot of the tree. We needn't worry about the chaff burning in the fire. If we take this wonderful gift and instead of hiding it, and thinking I, but taking it and thinking we. And help others build in faith, to be the seeds of faith, the way no different than the way we would nurture our own children. Let the Christ child be born in you again. May he bless you, your hearts and your homes, this Christmas season. Amen.